Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. I was looking at this Indiana story that I caught up with about like IU basketball fans frustrated with Purdue being number one can blame Bob Knight. So Purdue's on top of the national polls, and they're certainly a favorite to win the Big Ten and possibly the Final Four and national championship. And a league title, something Matt Painter has done, and he claimed three regular season crowns to go with a conference tourney championship. He's already done that. The guy's 53 years old. He's not close to Bob Knight's 11 titles, but Knight always liked what he saw early on when Painter got the job and started coaching in West Lafayette. And so the bottom line is, Painter was talking about it on a podcast. He said, you know, that Knight told him, you've taken the guys that I would have taken. Knight made the comments at a shoot-around as Purdue was getting ready for a game during Painter's first run of success as head coach of the Boilermakers. And it began in 07-08 when Painter brought in this freshman class that started having success immediately. And Painter said Knight's message was simple. You've done a good job. You've taken some smart players that have some deficiencies, but their deficiencies aren't their skill level or their IQ or their competitive spirit. And that's all that matters. People look at guys and they rank them, and it's not track and field. It's basketball. And Painter said he just rambled with me forever, and it just made tons of sense. Painter won his first Big Ten title in 2010. Everyone thinks he's always won there, but that's not true. The Boilers had four straight seasons with at least 13 losses from like 2011 through 2014, 2015. And there were a couple of seasons where Painter had a losing record. But the bottom line is, Painter said he ran into Knight at the Final Four, and the story just kept growing. Painter said Knight came up to him, slapped him on the back, and said, you know, he never saw him coming. He scared him, and he said, I told you about taking guys who weren't intelligent. You got away from that, didn't you? And Painter said he didn't wait for a response. He just kept walking. And it's funny. He said it all came home years later, right back to where it originally started. In that he was saying, you got guys, you've taken like Etwan Moore, Juwan Johnson, Robbie Hummel, and Chris Kramer, guys that know the game, and now you've turned around and taken some athletic guys and gotten away from some of those other things, which is getting smart guys with high basketball IQ that are intelligent. And Painter said it resonated with him, and that Knight was dead right. He would have taken some guys that fit into roles, and that's something I've always tried to do, Painter said. Sometimes guys don't like it, but that's what leads to winning. So now Painter does it on the road when he recruits. He just looks for smart, high IQ guys that aren't anywhere near the top of the national rankings in recruiting classes and player rankings and all the rest. Purdue won the Big Ten again in 2017 and 2019, and now they've been ranked number one in the last two seasons each. Painter said, you know, if you're good, you're good as a player. I don't like to label guys. I hate the recruiting ranking numbers. The numbers stink. Anyone in the room can tell you who the top 20 high school players in the country are. But from 21 to 500, nobody knows, right? Zach Edey was in like the 300s in his ranking. How foolish are they now? Kramer was like 430. And all those guys do is win basketball games here at Purdue. And they've been unstoppable. I think it's just a great story. And I got to tell you, it kind of reminds me of Bill Belichick. He always gets guys that have roles and that know what their role is and know what their job is and know how to do the job, and they go get it done every week, every game. Always. They just like do what they have to do, and he finds guys to fit those molds and those roles. And that's the way Bob Knight recruited, and the types of players that he brought into Indiana is what Painter's doing in West Lafayette at Purdue now. Guys that have roles, that have jobs they need accomplished, they go get them, and then they do the job, and it works. You don't have to be ranked the top player in the country. You just have to have high basketball IQ, drive, desire, ambition, hustle, and then work into a system in your role with everybody else on the floor, and great things can happen. So I wanted to look at some of the big games that are going on this week. How about tonight? There's all kinds of action. LSU at Kentucky at Rupp. The Wildcats are 9-4, but 0-1 in the SEC. LSU impressive, 12-1, 1-0 in the SEC. This one at Rupp. And then Virginia and Pitt. Of course, Virginia's ranked 13th. They were as high as like number 2. But they've dropped. They're 10-2, 2-1 in the ACC. Pitt's tough. They're 10-4, 3-0 in the ACC. This one at the Peterson Events Center in the Steel City tonight. Mississippi State ranked 21st. They're 11-2, 0-1 in the SEC. They're at Tennessee at Bowling Arena in Knoxville. The Vols are 11-2 and 1-0 in the SEC. Kansas, coming off a tough win over the weekend over Oklahoma State when they were down 15 and they won by 2. They're in Lubbock against Texas Tech. The Raiders are 10-3, 0-1 in the Big 12. Jayhawks 1-0 in the Big 12. Kansas State is at number 6, Texas, at the Moody Center in Austin. The Longhorns are 12-1, 1-0 in the Big 12. And how about K-State, 12-1 also, 1-0 in the Big 12, going to be a great game. That might be the game of the night. Ole Miss, 8-5 at number 8, Alabama. The Tide, 11-2, 1-0 in the SEC. Ole Miss, 0-1 in the SEC and 8-5 overall. This one at the Coleman Coliseum in Tuscaloosa. You've also got a good one in the Big Ten, Minnesota and Wisconsin. The Badgers are ranked 15th. They're 10-2, 2-0 in the conference. Minnesota struggling at 500 and 0-2 in the Big Ten. This one at the Kohl Center in Madison. And finally, late night out west in Fresno, the Bulldogs. Fresno State, 5-8, taking on number 22 and unbeaten New Mexico. The Lobos are 14-0, 2-0 in the Mountain West. And you would think the Lobos would be able to roll Fresno State on the road here. They are just too deep for the Bulldogs. That's tonight's slate of ranked games. Now, there's unranked games out the wazoo as well. Notre Dame's at BC and Chestnut Hill. The Irish are 8-6, BC 7-7. Notre Dame 0-3 in the ACC, BC 1-2. Cuse is at Louisville at the Yum Center. Louisville is just a disaster, 2-12 and winless in the ACC. Cuse 9-5, 2-1 in the ACC. They're starting to play better ball. Marquette and St. John's at Carnesecca Arena in Queens. I do not trust St. John's at all. Marquette's 3-1 in the Big East. The Johnnies 1-3 in the Big East. Nebraska and Michigan State at the Breslin Center in East Lansing tonight as well. The Spartans are 9-4 and 1-1 in Big Ten play. Huskers 1-2 in Big Ten play. South Carolina and Vanderbilt in Nashville at the Memorial Gymnasium. Vandy 7-6, so is South Carolina. You've also got some MAC games. In Bowling Green, Eastern Michigan, Ball State's at Toledo, Western Michigan's at Kent State, and Ohio at Buffalo, along with Northern Illinois at Akron and Miami of Ohio at Central Michigan. So all of those teams playing tonight. Seton Hall's at Creighton and Omaha, a good one. Seton Hall's 8-7, 1-3 in the Big East. Creighton 8-6, 2-1 in the Big East. And then you've got out west, Utah State 12-2 at 9-6, Air Force. Utah State, the Aggies 1-0 in the Mountain West, Air Force 0-2 in the Mountain West. This one in Colorado Springs. San Jose State. I love this team. 11-4, 2-0 in the Mountain West against Boise. Boise's 10-4. They're at home at the Extra Mile Arena. They're 0-1 in the Mountain West. The Spartans have been really tough. They're going to give Boise a game. Now, tomorrow on Wednesday, some ranked games. Number 20, Auburn's at Georgia in Athens. Number 14, Miami's at Georgia Tech in Atlanta. The Canes are 13-1 and 4-0 in the ACC. Duke's ranked 17th. They're at NC State. They both have 11 wins. Duke 2-1 in the ACC. NC State 1-3 in conference play. This one in Raleigh. Wake Forest 10-4 at 9-5 North Carolina in the Dean Dome at Chapel Hill. Number 2, UConn, coming off the loss to Xavier in Cincinnati over the weekend, playing at Providence. That'll be tough. Huskies 14-1, 3-1 in the Big East. Providence 12-3, 4-0, unbeaten in Big East play. Missouri's at number 9. Arkansas, the Hogs 11-2, 0-1 in the SEC. Missouri 12-1, 1-0 in the SEC. That's going to be a great game at the Bud Walton Arena in Fayetteville. And how about number 18, TCU, at number 12, Baylor in Waco at the Farrell Center. Shake out. Ooh. TCU 12-1, 1-0 in the Big 12. Baylor 10-3, 0-1 in the Big 12. There's some unranked games on Wednesday tomorrow. Nova at Georgetown should be interesting. Clemson at Va Tech in Blacksburg. Iowa State at Oklahoma in Norman. Tulsa's at Tulane. Temple at South Florida. UCF's at East Carolina. How about Penn State and Michigan in the Big Ten at Chrysler in Ann Arbor? A&M's at Florida. GW at Richmond. VCU at Duquesne. St. Joe's at Dayton. The Loyola Ramblers are at Davidson. George Mason at St. Bonnie. Fordham at Rhode Island. DePaul at Butler, Illinois at Northwestern, and Colorado State at Nevada in Reno, a good one.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.